Historic, exciting. How about them boys?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. For the first time in 14 years, the San Diego Padres have clinched their spot in the postseason. Is this the best Padres team ever? We will find out in October. And they can celebrate on their home field.
Break out the hats. Break out the t-shirts. It's been way too long. Really hard holding back the smiles.
Just the beginning of what we're going to accomplish this year. And it's been a quick but hard year. And bringing playoff baseball to San Diego back, I just get emotional. You know, and I've seen all those fans out this year for us. And, I mean, this is all for them.
Welcome to the Padres edition of Dorm Room Sports. It's Wednesday, September 30th. My name's Garrett. I'm joined with Grant and Trevor. We got the lifelong Padre fans in here. First time we've been in the playoffs for 14 years, boys. It all starts tomorrow.
Let's get it.
We're here.
We're fucking here. Let's get right to it. I'm so fucking nervous. I'm so fucking nervous, guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I'm not even sure how to feel. Like I feel like we should just go out and dominate. Like I'm just so confident in this team.
But it's
the Cardinals too. It had to be the Cardinals.
It had to be the fucking Cardinals, dude. That like
every time.
Like the Cardinals. Every they're just like you could have handed me any team but the Dodgers, and I would have been a little like more comfortable with it than the Cardinals. There's just something about them.
Haven't you seen like every single time we've been in the playoffs, except like the like when we went to the NLCS and the World Series, the Cardinals have knocked us out.
Yeah, no, that's I would have had, yeah. But I still would have taken them over the Marlins personally.
The Marlins are a bit of a trap team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's fair. Yeah. That's extreme.
I could
fair.
See them being the Cubs, honestly.
What were the results of today's games?
Yankees just fucking smoked the Indians. Astros beat the Twins, surprisingly. Then Rays won. And yeah, the White Sox kind of smoked the A's.
Twins, 17 straight playoff losses. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so rough.
Not great.
So rough. But yeah, back into the Padres here. So Chris Paddock was announced the starter pretty recently.
I like
that made
it.
Me worry even more.
I
that
love
made
it.
Me worry even more.
No, I love it because
but no,
Chris,
I don't.
Yeah.
Chris Paddock has
vintage
the dog
Paddock.
Mentality. He has that dog mentality.
Up. Vintage Chris Paddock.
I saw what he said in the interview today, and I was like, you know what? I could get behind Chris Paddock right now. I can throw my faith in Chris Paddock.
I never left Chris Paddock's back.
Let me find this quote I just saw recently. Let me skip back to it. But yeah, it's like Chris Paddock is, I mean, he's pretty fucking dominant when he's on. Like,
yeah,
he's had
100%.
Some bad games this year, but if he can just be on today, that's a dub.
That's all we need. That's all we need. And I believe in him. I think he'll do it.
He just needs to hit his spots with his fastball.
Yeah.
If he beats up corners like he normally does, you'll be great.
And the thing is, I really think like even if he's not on, that our dudes are going to be able to outscore their dudes.
That's
they
true.
They do have a really solid starter going.
What's his name again?
Still
Kim.
Though. Yeah. What?
Still though, our guys.
Bro, let me pull up the stats from him this year. I don't know if he's been talking about like a Cy Young candidate. I haven't heard it, but I mean, I don't think he's pitched enough. Actually, he's only started 7 games this year, but he has a 1.62 ERA in those 7.
Whew, that's solid.
Yeah,
Paddock got like a 4.5. I saw today that Paddock gave up the second most home runs in the MLB.
Fuck.
Every time he came in.
Fuck, man. Yeah, Paddock has a 4.73 ERA coming in.
I saw one thing today. Somebody like tweeted under the thing that had Paddock starting and said like, I'm kind of fine with that because the Cardinals aren't a home run hitting team. And somebody else replied, a Cardinals fan replied to them and said, Cardinals aren't a hitting team at all. We don't only discriminate against home runs.
Yeah, that's the thing that has me confident against the Cardinals is like they just can't score offensively. Like they haven't been able to score all season. So
that's what I'm saying.
If the bats are there, we win this series. Yeah. Like if the bats are there, we win this series.
The most important thing is to come out and win the game tomorrow.
100%. Yes. One game at a time.
Game one. And it's a 3-game series. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It is a 3-game series. It is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You blink, the season can be over
Thursday. Like that's why I'm so fucking nervous. Like this season could be over Thursday.
That's what scares me.
The most magical season we've had.
I think a 7-game series with them, we're beating them every time easily.
Oh, easy.
But the 3 games scares me.
Three games, anything can happen because it's baseball. But
exactly.
I think we match
that's
up well.
So tough about it.
I think if we just play how we've been playing, we'll be all right.
All we need to do. It really is all we need to do.
Just have to have the bats going.
We don't need to be anything like more special than what we've been. Like, you know, they've been doing it all season.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wanna have faith that Tatis is out of his slump. I feel like people were a little quick to jump on that. He had like one game where he hit another home run and everyone's like, it's over. He's good.
But see, the thing was, even when he was on his slump, like he was hitting the ball hard. He was just hitting it to the wrong place.
That's true.
He's hitting the ball hard.
No, you're right. You're right.
He just has to get under it a little
bit. He also has that dog mentality.
Hit the shoulder.
I'm telling you, he's about the team this year. They know
that's really all of them do.
Yeah, that's what's different in like other years where like we'd be absolutely expecting the letdown out of this team. It's I'm like not. You got guys like Tatis, you got guys with the mindset like Manny Machado has. It's like we have some fucking dogs on this team that like are gonna refuse to lose. Eric Hosmer, absolutely.
Saw Jake Cronenworth in the Phil, we're nasty shirt today. Love to see it.
There you go.
Jake Cronenworth.
Go ahead.
No, I'm going to say that was one of the craziest stories of the season.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
I mean, he's going to win Rookie of the Year. It's incredible. This guy we haven't even fucking heard of before this season, basically.
Tommy Pham, just a piece in the Jake Cronenworth.
I think Tommy Pham is our wild card this postseason.
100%. Yeah.
He is our wild card. I think if he can get some hits. Yeah, if he starts hitting.
We're gonna go deep.
I'd like to see a little bit out of Mitch Moreland. I'd like to see a little more out of him.
That too.
But I think he has a lot of postseason experience, so I think that's gonna come through big here.
He's a big playoff guy.
I could see him doing really well in the postseason.
No doubt.
When you guys think Lamet and Clevinger are coming in, like if it's 1-1, if it's 1-1, do you think we go with one of those guys on Friday?
I think we have to.
You have to, right?
The thing is, you got to understand what it's like to be a starting pitcher, and then to become a relief pitcher. Like, that's not an easy transition. I would not put a starter in personally in a 1-1 game.
I'm saying if the series is 1-1.
I was gonna say. I was like, what the fuck? No. Series 1-1. Okay, I was gonna say. I was tripping. Sorry. Never mind. Yeah, I think they should. I think if you're being kind of a bitch, if you don't want to throw in the postseason,
I think both of those guys would want to too. I think it'd be up to Singler.
If it's not blown, you're thrown in the postseason. In my eyes,
yeah, that's
100%.
Fair.
You're saying like if you tweak something, you're like preventing a big injury, but like. You're preventing a big injury to save yourself for times like this.
Exactly. Yeah. you got all off season to take care of that big injury.
Mm-hmm.
We only got this game for the little one. But did you guys see that video through fucking binoculars or something? Like, I don't know how the fuck they were taking this video. It was like really cut off, but it's just Clevinger thrown in the pen at Petco.
Hell yeah.
I didn't see the video. I saw somebody tweet about it.
Oh, dude, the video's hilarious. Because, like, it literally looks like they're filming through binoculars. I'm pretty sure they are. Like, half the screen's cut off with this, like, circular thing. And you can just see, you can just see a little bit of that flow just throwing down in the pen.
Hell yeah.
Got me juiced
up. Are we positive it was not Matt Strom?
If it was no, it's Clevenger.
Strom's a lefty, dude. What are we talking about?
That's on me. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Also, but yeah, been Clevenger's back. Throwing. I haven't – I think Lamet was out on the field throwing a couple days ago, but I haven't seen him doing any bullpen
work. He was running foul poles today.
Yeah.
That really doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
You know, at least he's doing something.
That's a pitcher's normal day. That's a pitcher's normal off day.
Yeah.
But shit, guys, we're fucking here. I can't fucking believe I have a test at 2 tomorrow.
Guess what? I work.
I have a class at 2.
Oh,
I work until 6.
Oh, no.
See, if it was a normal class, it's like.
But I don't work Thursday, like, Friday.
Oh, that's nice.
But I'm just going to say, I'm going to probably just tell my boss to lick my balls. And I'm just going to watch it. On my phone for the most part, and if I have to, I'm just going to throw on the radio broadcast.
Yep, fair. Yeah, just be like, I'll throw in the AirPod and just listen to this, but hey, I'm going to be hearing what's happening.
Yeah, like I'll work a little, you know, but like, fuck you at the same time. Like, it's been a long time. My other coworker, who's supposed to close with me tomorrow, he's not coming because he's going to the watch party at Petco Park. Like the one they're having.
There's a watch party?
Yeah.
I can't even believe they're allowed to have it. It's a drive-in one. It's a drive-in one, actually.
Wait, it's at Petco Park?
It's like across the street. He said his girlfriend brought him tickets. Like, I'm
assuming it's like the tailgating, but they're expensive as fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. The tickets. I was going to say, a watch party at Petco Park when the game's at Petco Park is like... That's just in the stadium. But no, I got you.
Yeah.
Imagine... Oh, my God, bro. Imagine there's no COVID.
And we're just in a party. Dude, oh my God. You already know. If
I'm at,
probably not tomorrow night, but Thursday night, we would be downtown at a bar or some shit for sure watching it.
No, there would probably be the fat ass fucking watch party outside Petco. That's where we'd
Yeah. By the Tilted Kilt, like that area. Yeah. Absolutely.
Why home court?
Fucking COVID. Why? It has to be this year. It has to be this year.
We'll do it again. We'll do it again next year, though.
Let's run it back.
We got
next year.
We can do it. We can do it.
Yeah.
When I can actually be in the games at the stadium.
Oh.
I can't believe we couldn't go to a single game this year. It's actually insane. Awesome. Would have been so much
fun. I went to so many last year and sat through so much suffering just to not be able to go this year.
I mean, it wasn't as much suffering as before.
Yeah,
last year was not great, but bad. Like...
When I had to show up at a game where Nick things. Martini was in our starting lineup. Come on, man. That's an issue.
It's honestly incredible, though, just to go through like all the bullshit, like the Will Venable days and... Fucking Cameron when Maven. Chase Headley was our best player forever, Cameron Maben. Now we're here.
Okay. Roll back to Khalil Green, though.
Now we're here.
That was the Khalil. Boy.
Goat.
Yeah.
Absolute.
Until he kind of lost his shit, started punching lockers, and we just forgot about him.
He goes, Tony Gwynn, Fernando Tatis, Khalil Green.
Okay. Sure, buddy. Definitely Heath Bell is on that Mount Rushmore.
I was gonna say I'll put Trevor Hoffman up on that Mount Rushmore.
No, give me Heath Bell. No, I'm joking. You say Khalil Green. We're not.
Yeah, bro.
We're not talking the real Mount Rushmore.
He's the same caliber player. It's funny saying that, staring straight at my Mount Rushmore poster.
You're so cool, dude.
I know. I'm gonna post a picture of it on Twitter tomorrow.
Alright, realistic thoughts. We make it out of round one, beat the Cardinals. How are we feeling in a 5 game against the Dodgers?
I hope we do it because I feel like we're gonna fucking beat them too. Fuck it. Because I feel like we can.
Let's go. Let's go.
Like, I just feel like the whole world's gonna be rooting for us.
Uh-huh.
And the boys, I don't know, we just find a way to do things when we need to do things, it seems like, this year.
True. Yeah, I have that same thought.
Which is different
than every year. We come through when we have to come through.
Which I mean, is look, different than every year we've ever experienced.
We pulled out one. We pulled out one against Kershaw. And that Kershaw's, just made me feel
I'll face Kershaw
so
in the playoffs.
I'll take Kershaw every single day, dude.
Yeah, no. In the playoffs, 100%. The last series we played them, we pulled off one against Kershaw. And that just makes me feel so good about being able to, like, actually do something against them.
And Lamet shut down the Dodgers, too. Lamet shut them down, like, in a game, in a must-win game, if you give me Lamet against Kershaw, I'm taking Lamet. I'm taking us with Lamet for sure. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Definitely. I mean,
it would just be so unbelievable it'd be unbelievable for the next Kershaw playoff meltdown to be against the Padres. Like if we could do that, so that would beautiful. Be fucking awesome,
dude. Plus, Clevinger didn't play in the last series against them.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you bring him back. You guys see Mackenzie Gores in our bubble?
Series. I think we can match.
We could take
up.
A 5-game series.
Like we 100%. Just match because like why not?
Why not us?
Yeah.
Why not? Why not us beat the freaking Dodgers?
Why not?
Come on.
Would you guys have Mackenzie Gore go at all in the playoffs?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No.
Because then you're gonna.
I thought it was
interesting.
He's
in the
bubble.
Contract.
You can't.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But like he has.
I wish we got him in this year, dude.
I
wish he came in earlier, but you can't take him in the playoffs.
Because
see him. I want to see him go.
There's something with your contract. I'm not sure what the exact thing is. Is when you get pulled up for the first time, like it starts like ticking, like. You're something like you.
Okay.
It's like arbitration, like counts starting then.
Yeah.
So like the once you get pulled up once, you like activate like certain parts of contracts. You got to pay them more. It's a big deal, like when you pull someone up. So
okay,
that's why they remember we were the same thing with Tatis.
Like, yeah.
To pull this guy up, and we kept waiting and waiting, and it has to be like the right time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at the beginning,
I'd say pretty right time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mackenzie Gore start off the season next year.
Yeah.
100%. With Paddock, Lamet, Clevinger.
Yeah, and then we'll have the – oh, my God. We got aces like 1-4.
And then Zach Davies.
And Davies.
Zach Davies is dealing like
– come on, bro.
Fuck. Fuck. That's going to be fun. I mean, we got pretty much all those guys right now, which is –
yeah.
So exciting. It's holy great. Shit.
It's really great.
We have a legit chance at a World Series, boys. A
you
legit
do.
Chance.
I claimed it. Last year, I said to so many people, Tatis, NL MVP, Padres are World Series champs next year. All of them thought I was just straight batshit insane.
You know, y'all can go check the Insta. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. 2016, I predicted this. Or is it 2020?
Yeah.
World Series.
That's the thing, too. Like, I've talked to Craig about this. He's, like, talked about, like, Tatis, but also just the team in general. He's like, you guys have been talking about this is going to happen for, like, a few years now.
Mm-hmm. And it's
like, you guys have been saying, like, it's coming.
It's
we're fucking here, boys. We're here. Best winning percentage in team history. Time to turn it the fuck on.
And the thing is, America wants us to win. America loves the Padres.
We're America's team right now.
I've been oh my god.
I feel like we're everyone's favorite team in the postseason.
I know. I was walking around campus one day in my Tatis jerseys. So many people came up to me to talk to me about
mm-hmm.
it. Like people love us. America wants us to win. America needs a Padres World Series.
Dude, you know what sucks? Like part of this might be because of COVID, like where you don't see as many people as you normally would, but it really feels like SDSU like does not really give a fuck about the Padres that much. Just like the overall feel of SDSU, like don't really care that the Padres are doing really well right now.
I feel like a lot of people from out of the area too that go to San Diego State. That's
yeah. Fair. Yeah, that is that's very fair. True. And I guess I don't know. It could be different if I'm walking around to classes and everything right now.
Yeah, 100%.
I'd probably be seeing a lot of Padres jerseys, but
I'm sure.
I don't know, the feel just isn't, there isn't an excitement there, but I think it's because we're not going out places, which kind of sucks. But still, I will take a World Series any fucking year. Doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Thing is, what, it starts at 2 tomorrow?
Yeah, starts at 2.
That's my lunch break, so I can watch like the first like there 2 innings.
That's when my class starts, so.
Yeah, I'm going to have my test up. Like, I'm going to have my test up. I'm going to have the TV directly above the screen, so it looks like I'm looking at the screen and just...
I'm going to split screen on my computer because I'm going to be on a Zoom. And, like, if it was a normal class, like, whatever, I'll throw it on TV, like, not pay attention. But, like, it's a lab.
And it still doesn't matter.
So, like, well, I actually got to, like, do stuff.
That's terrible. I'm sorry.
I know.
Is it syllabus week?
Oh, you just started school.
I thought, and now we're doing a lab.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Mm.
It'd be like that some syllabus weeks.
You see it?
It do. That's when you stick to the mindset that it is syllabus week, and that means you don't have to do any work.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yep.
You deal with it next week.
Yep.
But my guess,
should I email my teacher?
Six innings, one run tomorrow.
Love it. That's a dub. If Paddock does that for us and our bullpen doesn't just absolutely fall apart, that's a dub.
One run, 5 Ks.
Okay. Okay.
I'll give him 7.
Okay, if he's on like that, probably. Yeah.
If he's on, he's going seven.
I'll give him 7 in 6 innings.
He hits his spots with his fastballs. Changeup's always on. He throws that through a few curveballs.
And then who are we bringing in? 7, 8, 9. Who are we bringing in? You gotta go Pomeranz.
Dude, I don't know.
Pomeranz and Rosenthal.
Pomeranz is 8. Pomeranz and Rosenthal. I don't know who he has faith in for the playoffs as the 7, though.
What's that?
I don't know who Tingler has confidence in to go in the 7th in the playoffs, though.
I don't want Pagan in there.
Pagan's questionable.
I don't want him in there.
Give me Patino.
That scares me, too.
Dude, I don't have a lot of faith in, like, many of our bullpen guys, just honestly.
Could Pomeranz
maybe Garrett Richards. Garrett Richards. No?
No, not if it's a close one.
I'd like
one.
Him for one.
Not if it's a close one.
Really?
He gives up a home run every single time he steps on the mound.
We're playing the Cardinals. They don't hit home runs.
Fair enough.
Jeez, yeah, I mean, shit, I don't know. You put in the 7th, Strom.
Our bullpen might just... I could see Strom. I could see him.
I think I'd be fine with
Strom. Our bullpen's going to give me a fucking heart attack, dude.
I'd be fine with Strom. I know. This we just need all of our starters to go 9. Like, come on, guys. Straight
perfect games
throughout the postseason.
Have them out there for like 120 each. Shit.
Just have Javi Guerra out there throwing 100 bombs.
Let's do it.
True.
Do you guys know Zach Davies is 155 pounds?
Dude, he's tiny, bro.
Oh, my God.
That makes sense.
Tiny.
That's crazy.
Looks so young, too.
I'm here for it, though.
Love the guy. Love the guy.
Yeah. I would probably do Strom.
I like Strom, Pomeranz, Rosenthal. I'm a fan of it.
I don't hate it. Strom, too, though. Strom just, like, he has those games where he just comes out and gives up, like, 3 homers in a row, and you're like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, that's
where
fair.
The fuck did this come from?
You know, you just gotta hope. You just gotta hope it's not.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's none of our guys are... I mean, we don't have that many sure things in the bullpen. That's just kind of... But we're going to be on the edge of our seat for a few innings. Hmm? Oh,
you know
we're supposed
to have
that
lights out bullpen.
Remember when Kirby Yates was the best closer in baseball?
Dude, I feel bad for Kirby Yates, man.
I do too. I do too. Could you imagine if he had the year he had last year, but with this team?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. I think we probably would be first place. We probably would have beat the Dodgers out.
100%.
It's like we wouldn't give up those bullshit, just like come from behind losses that we always have.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that'd be fun. All right. Shit, boys. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fucking nerve-wracking.
Can we get some score predictions?
Score predictions. Shit.
Padres 5, Cardinals 1.
Interesting.
I think we score one or two in the first, like, six. Then I think we have one big inning against their bullpen where we put up, like, four. I'm gonna say 6-2. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to go 7-3, so. But I think the same thing with the one big inning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the guy we're going against is legitimately good. Like, I think it's going to take one time through the order to get going a little bit.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, I think Paddock pitches nice, and then the pen gives up too.
Fair. Yeah, I mean, depends on how deep Paddock goes. Because if we can get seven out of him, giving up one or two, and then go to Pomeranz and Rosenthal, I mean, that's game over.
Oh, 100%.
It's an absolute shutdown rotation right there.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Have they said anything about who's like pitching game two?
Davies
is? Okay. Okay.
Well, they haven't, but it was leaked.
It was leaked, yeah.
It was leaked?
Yeah. By somebody close to Preller.
I mean, so. I'm good with it.
I love Davies pitching game two. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Trev, this...
But if we can win that one, and then
we
can pitch Davies and win two straight without having to go to Clever Lamet and get them in there in that Dodger series.
I mean, if our bats come can on. Just ball the fuck out, save our pitching, and we just take it easy too, we're going to be sitting nice. We're going to be sitting very nice.
If we take the first one, what do you think about even... not playing Davies in that second one?
Yo, the Cardinals, so they I have ESPN on, stat came up for us. Cardinals have the fewest home runs hit in the MLB all season. They have 51. And the Padres have 59 home runs just that are over 400 feet.
Yo, Paddock might throw a perfect game tomorrow, no cap.
Well.
I like that.
He's going for it. If they're not hitting homers.
Yeah, I feel good about it. But Trev, fucking tough. You have work tomorrow. Like, that day in baseball is going to be insane. There's a 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2, 4, 7.
Jesus.
I gotta study, but I'm gonna be having this TV on all day with some baseball going.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Can't wait.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be wild, boys.
It really is. It really fucking is. All right. Here. I think that's it. Anyone else got something they gotta get off their chest or?
Negatory.
No. All right. Nope. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Let's fucking go get this dub. Padres, future World Series champions. You already know what it is.
As always, the Dodgers suck.
Fuck the Dodgers, as always.
Yes, sir.
And for the next few days, fuck the Cardinals.
Yep.
Let's go, Pods. Thank you guys for listening. We're out.
I'll never get it one way. Yeah, spinner then I get it same day. But hey, I didn't come here to party. Flex, got your mind on me. Throw it till it's all gone. I don't gotta save no. I can blow a check. Tell me what.